2015 marks the 200th anniversary of the Battle of Waterloo. At Waterloo, the British Duke of Wellington, with little help from his Prussian allies, finally defeated Napoleon. Napoleon was the French emperor who dreamed of uniting and ruling all of Europe. There are big plans to mark the anniversary, which is June 18th, and there's controversy over how it's going to be marked. The BBC's Chris Morris reports from Waterloo, Belgium.
3, 2, 1, action!
We're in a field not far from the original site of the Battle of Waterloo. It's thankfully sunny, and about 100 reenactors dressed in French Napoleonic uniforms are recreating the morning before the battle, struggling to get the French guns into position, dragging them through the mud.
5, 3.
It's a big year, of course, yes. And you enjoy also the friendship of the guys. We are fighting together, we are eating together, we are sleeping together.
They're shooting a 3D film for a refurbished museum which will open in time for the 200th anniversary. British government money is helping to pay for some of the new facilities. Philippe Chiwi is one of the producers involved in the project.
The idea is that we will put the visitor in the very centre of the battle. And to increase that, we will have a surrounding screen of 160 degrees. So really, we will immerse, literally, the visitors inside of the battle.
But the highlight of the 200th anniversary celebrations will be the biggest reenactment of Waterloo ever staged. These are the sounds of last year's event. Enthusiasts gather from all over the world to take part in uniforms authentic to the last detail. 5,000 carefully screened volunteers, along with hundreds of horses and cannon. Yann de Costa will be taking part, leading his men as French captain Saint-Christin.
We will be present with 169 guys in uniform, full equipped, ready to fight and to enjoy the moment, of course.
And do you always play a Frenchman?
Yes. And
You lose every time?
Yes, and more specifically in Waterloo, yes. And we organize the things in Waterloo, so you have to be a little bit crazy, I suppose. But all right, so is history.
But competition for the starring role is fierce. Napoleon might have lost to Wellington and his allies, but he remains Waterloo's iconic figure. The battle that changed the course of European history still needs the right leading man. High excitement. Napoleon has arrived on set. Hello, Napoleon.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Ça va?
Mais ça va très bien.
It's a big year for you. 2015, 200 years?
Oui, 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 c'est une...
I've come to get my throne back, and I will defend myself against the Allied armies. I'm going to keep my throne because I'm going to win the Battle of Waterloo.
Gagner la bataille de Waterloo.
Les Britanniques attaquent la grande patrie. Ils sont comme fous.
Faites donner les lanciers de Jacquinot et les cuirassiers de Delors.
I'm watching a Parisian lawyer, Samson Nemo, playing the part of Napoleon in the film that will be shown in the new museum. There is a pretender to the imperial throne, and he's from the other side of the Atlantic. But Mr. Nemo says Napoleon has to be from France.
Ah, mais vous vous trompez, moi je suis le vrai.
No, you're wrong. I am the real Napoleon. I am not an actor. And I'm happy to be here among my troops to lead the battle.
But I hear there is an American Napoleon too.
Oof. The Emperor Napoleon is French, sir. If you ask me, the Emperor of the French has got to be French.
Well, the crafty American contender says he's been preparing for the role all his life, studying the Emperor, getting into character. So it's all to play for, with a decision on who gets the job due soon. But France is a country currently riven with debate about national decline. And an American playing Napoleon on the 200th anniversary of Waterloo. Well, that could just be the final Gallic straw.
That's the BBC's Chris Morris reporting from Waterloo, Belgium.